After all the hoopla and constant tracking across southern Humboldt of the privately funded helicopter in use by the Humboldt Sheriff's Office for cannabis enforcement, we now have confirmation of a follow-up operation by the Sheriff's Department based on the aerial data they gathered on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yesterday, Thursday, July 16th, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department's Marijuana Enforcement Team, or MET for short, served a search warrant in the Alder Point area. The operation occurred on the 200 block of Ware Ranch Road, deep in the hills, about 3 miles northeast of the Alder Point Bridge at a higher elevation. The effort was in coordination with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, who typically check for environmental violations on cannabis farms. According to the Humboldt Sheriff's Department, quote, "The property investigated was identified through aerial surveillance and did not possess the required county permit and state license to cultivate cannabis commercially," end quote. The press release put out by the Sheriff's Office also details claims of subpar working and living conditions on the site, although no actual workers were found during the search. In total, 2,180 cannabis plants, 1,199 clone starts, and 2,300 pounds of already harvested cannabis flower was seized from the site. CDFW also found multiple environmental violations, including water diversion violations, stream alteration violations, and violations for depositing trash in or near a waterway. The first two violations for water and stream diversion can each result in fines of up to $8,000 per day, while depositing trash in or near a waterway can result in fines of up to $20,000 per day. No arrests were made during the operation, although the case is being forwarded to the district attorney, and the only seizure was that of cannabis plants and clones. While the environmental violations are regrettable, especially those dealing with trash in a waterway, there are questions on whether catching such minor infractions justify 2 straight days of intense helicopter activity over southern Humboldt cannabis farms. The NCCSC, or Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities helicopter, kept up a quick and minute-by-minute patrol of southern Humboldt on Tuesday and Wednesday. Refueling stops were mostly at the Ukiah Airport, with enforcement runs typically lasting 2 to 3 hours. The helicopter is registered to the Butte County Sheriff's Office, funded by the Howard Buffett Foundation via the NCCSC, and used by 4 counties in Northern California for cannabis enforcement under the guise of preventing human trafficking. Tracking the helicopter was a full-time activity for this reporter on Tuesday and Wednesday, work I could not have done without an immense amount of help from the local cannabis-growing community, sending in coordinates, photos, videos, and the time at which the helicopter was seen patrolling was an immense help in unveiling the large scope of this week's cannabis enforcement operation. The patrol runs themselves were beguiling and often a bit unpredictable. At times, the helicopter would move from point to point, transiting across large stretches of area, and other times would spend an hour or two patrolling the same area, with some cultivators claiming it checked on every last property in some neighborhoods. The main hotspots for the operation appeared to be Salmon Creek, Blocksburg, Alder Point, Upper Benbow, and on Wednesday, a significant trip across much of the Mattole Valley. The helicopter was also spotted in a large number of other growing regions like Bryceland and Edersburg to varying degrees. In-air tracking was available while the chopper was airborne between enforcement activity on Tuesday. But by Wednesday, tracking was turned off the minute the helicopter took off from refueling stops. That marked a significant change versus previous operations where there had been FAA tracking available during transit periods. On Wednesday, only individual reports from growers and residents could track the helicopter's location. Whether that specific strategy change was due to our consistent location reporting on social media is unclear. Why the Sheriff's Department needed to take a look at so many cannabis farms this week is also unknown. It's doubtful that a single farm bust with no arrests and only cannabis material seized was the ultimate goal for the Sheriff's Department after 2 straight days of intense aerial surveillance. There are many questions to answer on what exactly Sheriff William Hansel aims to accomplish with the recent increase in aerial surveillance of local cannabis farms. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.